Well, hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everybody had a blessed weekend. We're back at it again on this beautiful Monday with a lot of good info for you guys. And how are you doing today, Dad?
Austin, I'm absolutely doing wonderful. It's really nice and toasty here. It feels like it's about 95 degrees today with about 90% humidity. So it's just one of those fun days in Central Florida. So it's just, but you know, this is the day the Lord hath made. I shall rejoice and I shall be glad, and I'll stay in the AC instead of running around outside. So it's just a blast to be alive and be doing the good Lord's work. And I'm just really happy about being on the show today and being with you. Also, I want to thank Ann from Cary, North Carolina this past week. I mean, she just gave us a really just a heartfelt donation online for the radio show. And I want to thank her so much for that. That's just really kind of her. Also, I want to talk a little bit about the AI stuff that I talked about on Friday, Austin, when you missed the show. Gosh, I've gotten so much feedback from that show. If you missed the show on Friday, I was running solo that day, and I kind of blew off the news, to be honest with you, because there really wasn't much happening. And so I really covered in detail the magnetosphere, this magnetosphere around the planet, and how it ties in with all life forms, including humans and animals, and why these Sabbateans do what they do in their human sacrificial rituals, and how they control the magnetosphere, the energy field around the planet. So it was one of those shows that if you like that kind of stuff, you're going to really like that show. And one other thing I want to talk to about also about the 5G network and all the stuff that DARPA is doing now. You know, DARPA is, you know, the advanced development program for the Pentagon. I mean, they're the most advanced science in the world. They're the ones that back engineer alien spacecraft, for heaven's sakes. They're the ones that get the first glimpse of this technology. And a few weeks ago, they were saying, in fact, it was last week, they were saying how they were giving out a $65 million grant in order to try to explore the technology of a human brain interface to be able to actually download information into a human brain as if you were a computer. And that they were going to sub this out to the other country, other companies around the planet in order to do that, in order to basically, I guess, to get the cost down on it. The craziest thing about all of this stuff, and what we didn't mention, I was talking to Austin about this morning, and I wanted to bring this up. Number one, DARPA said this technology for a long time. Now they're ready to release it and going to tie it into your smartphones, and you'll basically have a data input level. It won't even be a wire. It'll be wireless into a neural net, so to speak, almost like an Android, which is what their goal is the transhumanism. And what they're planning on doing is downloading information into you. Now, here's the problem. Let's say you want to learn jiu-jitsu or whatever, or like they did in The Matrix, so they want to have all this information pumped into their head. They can probably find a way to do a lot of that in real time. The problem is that you won't be able to control what they put into your brain. In other words, if you really believe that 9/11 was an inside job, and suddenly they bombard you with 400,000 pages of 9/11 happened just like they said that it did, and basically the buildings fell down, and they overwhelm your thought process with what they want you to believe, they can reprogram you to make you believe what they want you to believe. Now, this is something Austin and I talked about. We've really never talked about on the show before, because I want you guys to understand something. This entire plot to turn us into these cyborgs and this transhumanism agenda, this is very nefarious. This has nothing to do with worshiping God or worshiping Yeshua or Yahweh. It has nothing to do with any of that. This is about creating us in the image they want us to be. And this is about Genesis chapter 6, where every thought of every man was evil all of the time, to basically extract as much photonic energy as they can out of us. And we talked about this on Friday. Guys, it's really important that you don't allow them to chip you. It's really important that you don't sign up for this stuff. It's really important that you don't let your children do all of this stuff, because, guys, they want to do it to you, and they want to do it to you voluntarily, because they're not allowed through the great, I guess, the rules in this chess game we're in, to go in and force you and hold you down to do all of this. They want an obedient serf class that has signed up to be just exactly that. Because, guys, soon they'll be completely controlling who gets to reproduce and who doesn't get to reproduce. They'll be intentionally creating a worker class of low IQ individuals who basically can be the slave labor, the repetitive tasks people in factories, or to maintain the maintenance on the equipment. And they're also put together their basically high-end people that'll be their doctors and attorneys and lawyers or whatever they want to do with all that. And they're also going to be doing things with their bloodlines as far as increasing their lifespans, etc., and trying to tie it into this AI. This is all, again, a lie from the evil one, which we're all supposed to believe and fall into hook, line, and sinker. But guys, as Christians, we have to be aware of the fact of what they're doing, what they're planning, and we have to be willing to stand against this type of tyranny. It's so, so very important that we understand this. What do you think, Austin?
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, everybody needs to be aware of what's going on and see exactly what they're doing. Ron Paul wrote a really, really good article today on pretty much the military control and the military industrial complex and where it's headed and why it's continuing to be bloated, and the fact that it's not what we are all seeing it as. Everything that is behind the scenes is going on right now is extremely aggressive to completely control every aspect of the world, and they're basically using the United States military men and women as pawns in the game, as you referred to it, Dad. He basically talked about on Friday, this House overwhelmingly passed a massive increase in military spending, turned into a $696 billion bill for 2018. Trump had put in a $50 billion request increase. It was granted. Then the House, the Republican-led House, thought that that was not enough. They added another $30 billion to the bill for good measure. And Ron Paul pretty much called it out. He said the U.S. is planning to dramatically increase its military actions overseas and expand its territory, which we pretty much have seen now is controlled by the Rothschild globalists. He went on to say here, he said, the Pentagon and Defense Secretary James Mattis are already telling us that even when ISIS is finally defeated in Iraq and Afghanistan, the U.S. military is not going to end its occupation of the country. They said in Syria, the United States has established at least 8 military bases now, even though it has no permission to do so from the Syrian government, nor does it have a UN resolution authorizing the U.S. military presence. The Pentagon officials have made it clear they will continue to occupy Syria territory even after ISIS is defeated to stabilize the region. He said, let's not forget that Washington's sending more troops back to Libya, which is a U.S. intervention we promised it would be stabilizing, but turns into a disaster. The drone warns in Somalia, elsewhere, also sending troops back into Yemen. He said, continuing to do the same thing for more than 17 years, more U.S. bombs to stabilize the Middle East and expecting different results is hardly a sensible foreign policy. It's insanity. Until Trump realizes that our military empire is a source of rather than the solution to our problems, we will continue to wildly spend on our military empire until the dollar collapses or we are brought to our knees. The one thing that Ron Paul does not talk about in here, what I wish he would, is the fact of what the globalist intentions are with the New World Order and the entire satanic agenda about it and the way the Rothschilds have put in central banks in every single one of these countries. I don't know why he didn't bring that up, but that's exactly what we've been doing now. The U.S. military has turned into basically the world mercenary force that goes in and controls every aspect of every country that we want. And it's kind of sad now, but he definitely nailed it in that article. I wish you'd have gone into more detail, but people have to start realizing this out of control military spending is not something that's going to be feasible, and we have to stop sitting back and being so. The problem is I feel like so many people are so pro-military, and not pro-military as it's supporting our men and women that serve in this country and over in other countries, but so pro-military industrial complex. That's the issue that I have, and that's the biggest problem that we have, is we're feeding this monster more and more irredeemable paper currency that the United States citizens are being stuck with a bill in the long run, and it's been intentional, obviously, but we can't sit back and just act like it's not happening anymore.
Well, anybody believes, and don't get me wrong, I mean, we did a whole show, beginning of a whole show last week, talking about the prayer session with Donald Trump in the White House. But, you know, if anybody thinks that Donald Trump's running the country, you're wrong. He's not. The CIA is. The 17 Kabbalists are. The international banking community is. The Rothschild boys are. These Luciferian pedophiles are running the planet. That's who's doing this. And again, it's to tie us into this AI computer through electromagnetic frequencies and chipping all of us. I mean, we need to realize there are patents right now that have been issued to manipulate the human nervous system using electromagnetic frequencies. Let me give you a couple of numbers on some of these things because you guys just need to be aware of what's going on. Patent number 6506148. This is a nervous system manipulation by electromagnetic fields from monitors. Patent number 6238333, remote magnetic manipulation of nervous systems. Patent number 6167304, pulse variability and electric field manipulation of the human nervous systems. Patent number 6091994, pulsative manipulation of the human nervous system. Patent number 6081744, electric fringe field generator for manipulating the human nervous system. Patent number 6017302, subliminal acoustic manipulation of the nervous systems. I mean, guys, we're not making this up. Look up the patents. I mean, I'm just giving you the numbers. And this is exactly what these guys are doing. Because remember, Austin's exactly right. This military that we have now has turned into a mercenary force of the Rothschild, Israeli, Mossad, CIA, Sabbatean system. That's what they are. And they're told to go in, break things, kill people, take over countries. Look at the mess in Libya. I was talking to a friend of mine who's a travel agent now. She's telling everybody, don't go to Libya, don't go to Egypt, don't go to Israel, don't go to Syria, don't go to Turkey, don't go to any of these places over there. She said it's all too hot right now. She said that their company has put a carte blanche warning on all of those Middle Eastern countries that it's not safe to go there because of what's happening with the immigrants, what's happening with the currencies, what's happening with the debt load, what's happening with the mess, with the war, all of it. This is what we've done. We've gone in now. We've taken over the planet. This is the greed of the Sabbateans. This is the greed of the Druids. This is what they were taught by their fallen angel buddies back in Genesis chapter 6. This is who these guys are. This is what they do. And now I've just given you the patent numbers for the manipulation of the human nervous system. And quite frankly, I haven't heard any other talk shows do that. So I just want to get that out with you guys today so you would know that we're here at the cutting edge of this thing, and this thing's all about transhumanism, and it's all about going in and taking us out one by one. In fact, it's an interesting article. Robert Kennedy was absolutely just butchered by John Oliver, one of the comedians, because of his stand on immunizations. And what's funny about that, Kennedy has a really good response on this. Kennedy responds, this going against the liberal, I'm going to quote him. It's not consistent with the liberal, traditional liberal posture of skepticism towards large corporate power and particularly the pharmaceutical industry and government agencies. The CDC has been characterized in at least four federal studies as a cesspool of corruption because of its pervasive interaction entanglements, I should say, with the vaccine industry. Now, I'm going to stop for a second. Trump has just put another person in the CDC, head of the CDC, who's completely, totally pro-vaccine and doesn't want any more research being done. Another quote from Kennedy. The CDC branch is really a subsidiary of the vaccine industry. It sells about $4.1 billion worth of vaccines a year. This is the CDC. It spends about $4.6 billion, about half of its budget promoting vaccines, and it only spends $20 million testing vaccines. I've been in meetings recently with the heads of various federal agencies, and one of the shocking things about vaccines is that there's very little safety testing. Then he goes on to say, quote, if you have a normal drug, let's say Vioxx or Viagra, you want to bring it to market, typically the FDA requires you to do a double-blind placebo study. So you take 9,000 people, give them a pill, 9,000 people, and give them a placebo for 5 years to see if there's any harm. But with vaccines, all of these requirements are waived. When Carol Carlson asked Kennedy if he's getting paid for the advocacy, Kennedy responds, I'm not. In fact, I'm getting unpaid for this. It's probably the worst career move I've ever made. But it's deeply concerning to me. If you look at the vaccine schedule, it was increased dramatically in 1989. In 1987, Congress passed a law giving blanket immunity, which we've talked about, from liability to vaccine manufacturers. So suddenly, vaccines became pay dirt. It was gold rush to put vaccines on the schedule. I mean, this is what he's saying on the air right now. This is one of the Kennedys who's actually turned against his own handlers like JFK did. So guys, it's not just us saying this. You've got liberals and Republicans who are actually awake, who are doing this and saying this. And guys, it's not getting any better. It's getting worse. So please, please, please protect your family, because all they want to do is to reduce the fertility of this generation. That's the whole goal here, is to reduce the population of the planet and to get rid of, should I say it again, white people, those awful, horrible, nasty white people that basically shouldn't be allowed to breathe. So this is something that they're doing on an ongoing basis. What do you think, Austin?
Yeah, it definitely is, man. I mean, the more we allow it to happen and allow our privacies to be invaded. I mean, here's an article right here, as I just pulled this up earlier ago, from Breitbart. Now, Amazon is considering opening up full access to the entire transcript data from the Alexa devices to third parties, raising concerns of privacy for users. This is the Alexa device, the Echo system, the things that you basically have talked about numerous times that Amazon came out with. You put it in your house, it listens to your conversations. When you talk and say something to it, it basically responds where you want something, to order something from Amazon, whether you want to play a song. And the idea of it's a cool device, it's really cool. You can be like, hey, play this one oldie song. Hey, buy this on Amazon. It's cool for that aspect. From a realistic, long-term privacy standpoint, it's a nightmare. The thing listens to you 24/7, and what happens is it keeps a transcript of everything you say. So, for liability reasons and legality reasons, if it orders something for you on Amazon, and then you backcharge and you say, I didn't order that, I didn't want that, it boom, they have a transcript now if it goes to court, and they can say, no, John Smith ordered such and such on this day by giving Alexa this command and confirm the purchase order. All this stuff's recorded. Now they're saying that they want more developers and more people to be able to come up with greater ideas for it, so they're going to allow third parties to have the private transcript data. The Amazon right now, currently, this is what they're saying, they currently do not allow developers to access everything. They said right now they only give developers and other third parties about 70% of the information they have. According to the information, though, some teams already have full access to all the data that Alexa gathers. It is unclear who is exempt from the standard limitations and why. If Amazon goes ahead with handing over full transcripts, it would certainly cause unease with users aware of the potential breach of privacy. Not only could third-party developers see exactly what they have been saying or searching for, but anyone malevolent enough to hack their systems could do so as well. So you don't know if it's going to... I mean, you got personal... This thing's in your house. You get so used to them, if you had one, you'd be talking about anything and everything. Any private conversation, you're going to be saying in front of this thing. You're not going to think about it after a while. They knew that. Amazon knew that. In my opinion, that's one of the big reasons why they push this thing so hard. They're so tied in with the CIA, it's nauseating. So don't buy one of these. Don't have one in your house. Don't be around it. If you go to somebody's house and they have one, be very careful what you discuss or say. But now they're blatantly saying they're getting the in my opinion, the reason why they're saying this is because they're already planning on doing it. They're talking about doing it, but they're already doing it, or they already have done it, giving your transcript to third parties. What do you think about this invasion of privacy with these things, Dad?
They've been doing it with TVs for years now with Samsung. They do it with the thermostats. Yeah. They do it with the dishwashers. They do it. Everything's going to be connected into the 5G grid. We covered this in detail a week ago on Monday. I mean, this whole thing is about the Internet of Everything. I mean, everything's going to have an IP address. I mean, your telephone's going to have an IP address. Your boots are going to have an IP address. I mean, everything's going to talk to everything. It's going to be this giant, massive grid of everything communicating with everything, so they'll know exactly how to market everything they want to you, and they'll know exactly how to entrap you with stuff they want you to buy. See, we all have triggers, all right? We all have triggers. I mean, all of us. I mean, if they know you're an alpha male, they're going to send you triggers of the prettiest NFL wives, and they want you to go click through those to try to trigger you to get ad clicks for the different things they market on those different types of ads. If you're a lady and you're all about buying furniture, they're going to trigger you. That's why you should always disable cookies on all of your devices. And if a website requires cookies to work, turn the cookies on for the website, then turn it back off again. Don't allow these manufacturers and people that are running and manipulating these systems to find out what your likes and dislikes are, or they're going to completely and totally cater your advertising to sell you stuff. And a lot of guys and a lot of women, when they see stuff they want, they have a really hard time in saying, no, I shouldn't do that. And so that triggers them. And then when they have Alexa in the house with them, oh, Alexa, I really like that. Get me one of those. Get me one of those. Get me one of those. And all of a sudden, everything starts showing up on Amazon. You're like, what the heck? Well, you ordered it. You told Alexa to get it for you. And see, they trigger it. And this is to put us deeper and deeper in debt by buying things we don't need, with the money we don't have to impress people we don't know? I mean, this is so very important. I mean, guys, remember this. I mean, if you've got a car that's used, that runs great, you know, you don't have to try to impress people you don't know by getting a new car. These guys know exactly how to trigger you if you like sports cars. If you like Porsche, for instance, they'll send you a Porsche ad. If you like Corvettes, they'll send you a Corvette ad, just trying to get you as the consumer to be triggered to want to buy a certain thing. If they know that you like to travel to certain places in the world or certain types of, you know, vacations, they'll start sending you the stuff to trigger you on that. It's all based on marketing strategy. And now with this AI system, it's going to be so advanced. They'll read your retina. They'll find out what kind of mood you're in. They'll look at your pupil dilation. They'll do all of this stuff before they try to trigger you with a billboard that's catered to you in the digital world. This is how they are planning on turning us in. This is going to be a George Orwell utopian nightmare. And this is going to be unbelievable for the rest of us who know what's going on. By the way, Connecticut just banned civil forfeiture without criminal conviction. This is huge. Connecticut Governor Daniel Malloy signed HB 7146 on Monday, which curbs the state's civil forfeiture laws. Not only did the bill earn endorsements from the Yankee Institute for the Public Policy and for the state chapter of the ACLU, HB 7146 even passed both the House and the Senate without a single no vote. Under the new law, in order to permanently confiscate property with civil forfeiture, you have to be found guilty. Guys, this is huge, huge, huge. What do you think, Oz?
That's a big deal. This should be done on a federal level, across the U.S. This is something I've brought up so many times, and there are some states that are beyond out of control. They have allowed the local police departments, the local sheriffs in some of these states and some of these counties to literally turn into the Gestapo units, where if they feel that you have done something illegal to earn this money, no evidence, no arrest, nothing. You have 10, 15 grand in cash and you're about to go buy a new vehicle that you've saved your cash up for. And they say, well, your vehicle smells like pot. We don't find any pot. You're not speeding. You don't have any drugs on you. You're not doing anything illegal, but we think you possibly have gotten that money from selling dope. We're going to confiscate it right now. We're going to give you basically a receipt for it, and if you want your money back, you can go get an attorney, and you can sue the sheriff's department and prove that you're innocent. Instead of innocent until proven guilty, you're guilty until proven innocent. And then if we feel that you're innocent, we'll consider giving your money back after you've spent all this money on attorneys and court fees. That is beyond unconstitutional. I mean, that's going back to the old feudal system where they just, oh, you have that? Oh, I'll take that. I think I'll keep that today. You go on your way now. I keep this. You don't deserve it anymore. I own it now. This is beyond crazy that a lot of these states have gotten away with this. We have done the best we can down here in Florida to fight this in a lot of times and make a very big deal about it publicly when some of these sheriff's departments have gotten out of control with it. But yes, Dad, I really hope that sticks in Connecticut because this is not something that needs to be allowed whatsoever in any case. I mean, especially when they're talking about seizing vehicles and everything else, completely unconstitutional. You need to be fully convicted of a felony crime without any other chance that there was anything else involved for them to be able to seize or take anything away from you. Some of these sheriff's departments, I've taught these guys, some of them actually base their yearly budgets off confiscation, off taking money and parts, taking vehicles, taking all kinds of things from people. They actually factor that into their yearly budget now. So they have a budget. Hey, we need X amount of dollars this month confiscated in order to meet the budget. If we don't meet that, we're going to have to add it into next month. You guys have to confiscate more. I kid you not. I've heard them tell me that. This is not something that should ever have been allowed on any level. It's funny to me how the federal government wants to step in on extremely minor topics like Scheduled 1 cannabis. They want to make sure it's still a felony federally, but yet then they want to come in and say, well, we're not going to step on the state's rights. We'll still allow them to do asset forfeiture, and we won't get involved in it. It's a complete and total Ponzi scheme is what it is. They're allowing people to be arrested, allowing people to have things stolen from them with zero convictions, all because they want to completely feed the police industrial complex and the prison industrial complex for the for-profit prisons. This is out of control. Glad to see Connecticut voted on this, Dad. Very, very positive thing for them.
Well, we need to realize, and I'm going to say this again, and I've already taken a stand on this, I'm going to take it again. You know, Marijuana should not be legalized except for the use, for medical usage, for different types of cancer protocols because of what it does to the developing brain in children, especially in boys who are adolescents who are 12, 13, 14 years old, where it ties their brain down at that level and they never get past it. But for medical reasons, I think it should be available as a Schedule II. I think it should be, you know, regulated and be used for treatment of cancer, et cetera, et cetera. The biggest problem that we have now, and the reason they're pushing so hard to get so much pot legalized, I mean, California, Colorado's economy, you know, is booming from all of their pots. All of the places are booming, booming, booming from the drugs because of the huge amounts of marijuana that are being sold. Guys, I'm going to say this to you again. The marijuana that a lot of you smoked and that we saw a lot of in Florida State back in the 70s, it's not the same marijuana they've got today. This stuff is really potent. It's been genetically engineered. It's been genetically engineered to be more of a gateway drug than it's ever been before. I know people that are addicted to marijuana. I mean, addicted. They get stoned in the morning, get stoned at night, they get stoned at lunch, and they try to work in the meantime, trying to meet jobs. I mean, their lives are a disaster. And quite frankly, it's all about feeding the heroin poppy addiction coming out of Afghanistan. Guys, if they can get more and more people to use this as a gateway drug to step up, step up, step up, step up, they can enslave more and more people with this heroin. That's what this whole goal is going to be. Again, if a person wants to smoke pot and they're an adult and, you know, whatever, and they're willing to take that risk and they're going to get a fine for it and a slap on the wrist and maybe get a $500 fine, no jail time, no felonies, none of that stuff, I don't even have a problem with it being regulated like that. But guys, to put people in jail for 10 or 15 years for possession of a marijuana joint, that's stupid. That shouldn't even be done like that. But we shouldn't allow it to be completely legalized either as recreational drug simply because the states want to increase their revenue stream with the taxes they're going to make on it because it's going to enslave an entire generation into the use of these types of cannabinoids that have been massively, massively altered to make them much, much more potent, Austin. That's how I feel about that. What do you think?
I mean, there's definitely a big aspect to it. I mean, there's two sides of the story on everyone. The biggest aspect I have, and I've said it before, anything that feeds the for-profit prison industrial complex needs to be shut down. And the war on drugs has done just that. I have a very libertarian approach to stuff. When you start making things mandatory minimum sentences, especially, you know, when you start dealing with compounds like heroin and methamphetamines, I don't even have a bit of problem with that as being Schedule One. They're just something that don't need to be used. There's no redeeming value to them whatsoever. There's none. If you need some type of significant opiate and you're in the hospital, that's what morphine's for. But having unregulated heroin and stuff like that, and like they have in some countries, absolutely uncalled for, unneeded whatsoever. But when you start allowing a governmental system to come in and tell you that a plant that grows in the ground is not legal for you to have, that's the issue that I have with it. And the problem is, it has made marijuana usage that much more of a problem. When you take something and you tell somebody, no, you can't have it, no, you can't have it, no, you can't have it, if you have it, you go to jail. In a lot of cases, especially with younger generations, it makes them want to have it that much more. The same thing you do with a child. You tell them over and over, no, you can't touch that. Eventually they say, Dad, Mom, why can't I touch that? And that's the issue that the government has done now, is they've had this giant war on drugs with a plant that grows in the ground, the same thing they tried to do with the prohibition with the alcohol, which again had so many other factors on the back end of it that we've talked about that had nothing to do with preventing people from drinking alcohol. Newsflash, people have used alcohol in all types of different ethanol forms for thousands of years. People have used marijuana for thousands of years. The genetically engineered stuff and the stuff they are making up in these labs, there is definitely no question about it. It's going to a whole nother level. That is something that's completely different. But again, there's no way to control that anymore because we've seen what Monsanto's done to our very food that we eat with the GMO corn. So you just have to be careful to stay away from this stuff and make sure your kids aren't using it. But sitting here and allowing the prison industrial complex to become even more bloated and allow these sheriff's departments to pad their budgets for the more war on drugs so they get more MRAPs, more body armor, more machine guns from all types of various agencies like Homeland Security, there's no reason to have this, and all it done is it's turned the United States into a giant police state, that we have the highest incarcerated population in the entire world per capita. There is no other reason that we have done that except to enslave the population. Using drugs is one aspect to it, but I think when you look at both of them side by side, what drugs have done to the population and what the prison industrial complex has done to the population, I think the prison industrial complex has hurt the population and the entire morale of this country 100 times more than any type of drug usage ever has done, because drugs have been used for thousands of years. Incarcerating this amount of people and this type of population has never been done before in history.
Wow, that was well said. That's why I said it shouldn't be a felony, period. It should be like a trap.
No, absolutely not. I'm not a big fan of it being just decriminalized. I'm not a fan of that at all. I mean, I think there's, if states want to do it, here's my thing, as we've talked about before, this is where I have the biggest issue with it, is it's always back and forth, because everybody wants to go states' rights, which absolutely, I'm 100% states' rights. That's how it's supposed to be. But then the federal government comes in and overrides it with a federal decree with a Scheduled One. But then when states want to do something, the federal government goes, oh, well, we're not going to help you with that because we don't agree with it. We're going to regulate that. If a state wants to legalize pot and the majority of the voters in the state agree with it and they vote for it, there's not much you can argue about that, because the populace, the voters, have voted for it. That's how it was supposed to be done from the beginning. When the government comes in and says, you can't do that, even if the population overwhelmingly votes to, you know, decriminalize anything, that's something that the federal government has no right to do whatsoever, and the only reason they have done that is to feed the for-profit prison industrial complex. Man, there's no other reason why.
Well, I think we're both saying the same thing in different ways, so yes, absolutely. By the way, the Church of England votes to hold special transgender services. This week, the Church of England officially recognized transgender people as members of their flock, and now they will hold special services for transgenders. This is crazy. Due to continual lobbying from political and activist organizations over the last decade, now the UK schools have been made to incorporate transgender awareness even at the primary school level. As the result, the country is seeing a sharp rise in gender switching by children. One young child who was 5 years old told his parents here in this article that he was a little boy and he wanted to be a little girl. He's 5 years old. What the heck does he know? And he was the son of two members of an evangelical church who he called Nathan. At the age of 5, after medical advice, he was surgically altered to become a little girl. And now Nathan has become Natalie and returned to school, according to his parents, much happier and with very little fuss from staff, pupils, or parents. I don't know what to say about this and how you would allow a 5-year-old child to make a decision about having his genitals removed. I don't even know how you could live with yourself when that Y chromosome kicks in, and later on when that child gets older and he decides he made a horrible, horrible mistake and he was 5 years old, and the absolutely stupidity of his parents and his doctor allowed this type of butchery to occur. So, no, that's not okay with me. That's really, quite frankly, it's actually quite weird. What do you think, Oz?
It's sick. It's perverted. It's exactly what the satanic agenda is trying to push. You know, it's funny how we've watched this happen over the last 20 years, how it started with just, well, people just want to be gay. Just leave them alone. Just let them be gay. And everybody goes, okay, well, they want to put it on TV occasionally. They want to have, you know, gay relations. Okay, whatever, we'll let them do that. Then it went to, well, we want gay marriage, we want to be equal. Then we all go, well, if you guys want to pay marriage taxes and go the same garbage that we have to go through as far as paying fees to be married, okay, whatever, we'll legalize it. Then it went with this whole, okay, now we want to be a transgender. I don't know what I am, I'm a child, so now we're going to promote you being a boy when you're a girl and vice versa. What this is leading to next, guys, is the legalization of pedophilia. That's the next perversion step that it's going. The transgender is just completely and totally repulsive to me. When you have somebody that's actually born and they have some type of an anomaly, and like so with a hermaphrodite, something really strange, that's a whole nother situation. When we have grown teenagers, younger kids that are saying, I'm a boy, I want to be a girl, I want to have surgery now because Bruce Jenner did it, That's absolutely egregious to me. The next step, as I just said, is going to be legalizing pedophilia. Well, I'm a 30-year-old man, and I like 10-year-old boys. I shouldn't be held accountable for that. I should be able to do that. We need to make that okay, because if I say that I'm a 30-year-old man, what if I say I'm a 10-year-old girl now? That's where we're going with this, if I can just be anything I want, whatever morning I want to wake up, I'm not a 30-year-old man anymore. I'm a 12-year-old girl. So technically a 12-year-old girl being with a 10-year-old boy is okay, I guess. I'm not saying that's okay. What I'm using as an analogy, that's the next step of perversion that it's going, because if there is no line, if there is no right and wrong, if there is no male, female, if there's no XY chromosome, if there's none of this exists anymore, we just get to wake up one morning and say, oh, yes, I'm a 10-year-old girl today. That's what I'm going to be. And the states are actually recognizing this. Society is actually recognizing this and accepting it. There is no level of perversion that it stops at anymore. That's where it starts to go. And that is the overall goal, because we know where a lot of this stuff is headed and how bad it's gotten with the child trafficking and all this stuff and how sick it is. Those globalists, those elite, they love that kind of stuff. So they have to get this stuff out in the open, but they have to do it slowly. If they do it all at once, there'd be revolting in the streets. If they do it slowly and slowly through the media and through the TV and through the internet, and they slowly accustom everybody to this, I guarantee you if we start allowing this transgender movement to get out of control like it's already getting, within 2 to 5 years, they will completely normalize and accept pedophilia in the media as well. That is the next step where it's going, Dad.
Well, Clinton's, one of two of her campaign's things that she wanted to do, planks that she wanted to do, was to basically legalize bestiality, which is sex with animals, as they've already done in Canada, and also sex with children, pedophilia. Those are two big things that she wanted to do when she became president, and she would have gotten that passed through this sicko Congress that we have in the United States. So it's really important that we continue to support Trump, because if anything, he's not going to allow that. With the CDC and the appointments that he's doing now are absolutely awful. But this is where they want to go with it. I mean, because again, every thought of every man was evil all the time. And like you said, once it becomes normalized, then they won't care about it anymore. Then if sex with children is legal in their eyes, then it doesn't make any difference how many people they sodomize or how many children they sodomize, because now it's no longer illegal and they can't be held accountable or go to jail for it. So this is one of their primary goals, guys. This is where they want to take this. By the way, we have to add one more to the Clinton body count. This is crazy. A Haiti official who exposed the Clinton Foundation is found dead by another suicide. This guy's name was Klaus Ebervine, and no one's even talking about it on the mainstream news. Ebervine was a former Haitian government official who was expected to expose the extent of the Clinton Foundation's corruption and malpractice next week. He was scheduled to testify, and he died the week before. The circumstances surrounding his death were nothing less than unpalatable. He was basically shot with a gunshot wound. Ebervine was a fierce critic of the Clinton Foundation's activity in the Caribbean island, where he served as Director General of the Government's Economic Development Agency. For 3 years, the Clinton Foundation, the Clinton Foundation, they are criminals and they are thieves, they are liars and they are a disgrace, Ebervine said at the protest outside the Clinton Foundation headquarters in Manhattan last year. Ebervine was due to appear on Tuesday before the Haitian Senate Ethics and Anti-Corruption Commission, where he was widely expected to testify that the Clinton Foundation misappropriated Haitian earthquake donations from the international donors. But this suicide gets even more disturbing, because Ebervine was only 50 years old and reportedly told acquaintances he feared for his life because of his fierce criticism of the Clinton Foundation. His close friends and business partners were taken back by the idea he may have committed suicide. They basically don't believe it's true. During and after the government tenure, Ebervine faced allegations of fraud and corruption on how the agency headed administered funds. Among the issues, oversight of the shoddy construction of several schools built after Haiti's earthquake, but according to Ebervine, it was the Clinton Foundation who was deeply in the wrong, and he intended to testify and to prove it on Tuesday. According to Ebervine, only 0.6%, that's not even 1%, of donations granted by the international donors, which was over billions of dollars, to the Clinton Foundation with the express purpose of directly assisting the Haitians, actually ended up in the hands of the Haitian organizations. A further 9.6% ended up with the Haitian government, and the remaining 89.98%, or $5.4 billion, was funneled to different organizations that were non Haitian organizations. This Clinton Foundation, guys, and the pedophilia involved with these Haitian kids, this is some major, major stuff, and it needs to be reported. But again, the mainstream media has been completely silent on all of this stuff. What do you think, Austin?
They have. They will continue to be because of who pays them and who funds them and who they're actually working for. I mean, that's what they do. There's no question about it. And that's why we do the best we can to really try and expose this stuff and bring it to light, because they don't like this stuff being exposed in this manner. They want to normalize it, as I was just saying, and slowly bring it out in a positive manner like they've done with this entire transgender movement. So when we actually expose it for what it is, they absolutely hate it. Also, Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul, came out on Friday on the health care legislation, on Sunday, that was yesterday. I wanted to kind of give you guys an update on what they're doing with this, and again, why they're not going to repeal it. As he said before, this is something that they're intentionally trying to leave in there. He said basically the more conservative Republicans are discovering this whole thing is a scam, it is not a repeal, the more that everybody is going to discover that it keeps the fundamental flaws of Obamacare in there. He said, and also it has nothing to do with a repeal. He said, I mean, we promised the voters for four elections now. They elected us to repeal Obamacare, and now we're going to keep almost all the taxes, keep all the regulations, keep all the subsidies, and create a giant bailout super fund for the insurance companies. I just don't see it. I'm not for any taxpayer money going into it at all, especially on an industry that makes $15 billion a year. So I'm glad he's actually one person that's calling this out for what it is and getting this information, because and he's absolutely right. This is what these guys are supposed to do. We voted them in. We tell them what we want. A government by the people, for the people. This is the way it was designed. These guys are supposed to listen to what we want to do. And obviously from the very beginning of Obamacare, it was nothing but the globalist agenda to push through. And now instead of repealing it, this thing's been rewritten to become even more of the giant elephant in the room that nobody wants to act like is big and sitting on everything and tearing up the room. Oh, it's fine. We'll just give it a repeal. As he said right here, this ain't not a repeal. It's got even more taxpayer-funded bailout money in it. So the whole thing's been a sham from the beginning. This whole repeal thing is not at all what anybody thinks it is. But why are we surprised they lied to us in the mainstream media? That's pretty much all they do, Dad.
Well, the insurance companies wrote Obamacare, and the insurance companies are getting hundreds of billions of dollars in subsidies and bailouts because of Obamacare, which is exactly what they wanted to do. I mean, this whole thing is a complete and total waste of time and money, and it just needs to go away. I mean, there's no way anywhere in the Constitution does it say that someone can put a gun to my head because somebody else doesn't have health insurance, I'm going to have to pay for it. Nor is there anywhere in the Constitution where it says that if I don't have health insurance, I have to get it, or they're going to put a gun to my head. I mean, it doesn't say that. And these people that massively, and Roberts, Justice Roberts, who basically, the vast majority of the people who do research on him say he's gay, and I'm sure that's one of the things that basically they use to keep him from going and telling the truth as far as standing against Obamacare. He basically said this was a tax, and it was therefore legal for the Congress to do this. It's not a tax. It's not a tax. It's tyranny. It's saying, if you don't do this, we're going to take your money away from you. If you don't do this, we're going to force you to do it. If you don't do this, we're going to pay other people's money with your money. It's none of it's okay. This is where we've run into with the United States now, where we've lost control of the tyranny. I mean, there's nothing else to say. It's tyranny. We've lost control of our own government, and now because of the compromise of our own government, it's pretty much being told what to do, when to do it, and what to vote for. And not even that. And I want to say this too, one more thing about these voting for these things like having marijuana legal in states, etc. You know, we don't even know if the states that are voting to have marijuana legalized, if these are actual votes or if the Diebold election machines were hacked into again by the prison industrial complex or the pharmaceutical industrial complex or the let's drag as much opium and heroin from Afghanistan industrial CLA complex. We don't have any idea. Because the more drugs they can get into the hands of the American population that have been modified to push people towards an opiate addiction, the more the better. So how do you know, and let me ask that question to everyone who's listening, how do you know if we saw Hillary Clinton hack 16 states and get the nomination away from Bernie Sanders, how do we know that these states that have passed marijuana legislation to make it legal in their states weren't hacked by the groups of people that are pushing the marijuana and the drugs in the United States. Just a food for thought, Austin. What do you think?
No, it's definitely, I mean, an interesting ideology on it because, I mean, there's no question about it. A lot of these databases, a lot of these polling can easily be hacked. I would have to, the only way to find out is figure out exactly how the votes were tallied in these states that legalized it. If they were all these weird digital polling systems where everything's just digital on it, as we've seen them easily hack into, then it very well could be plausible. When you have the circle in, bubble in ones like we have in Florida down here, we actually have to take a pencil, you bubble it in, and you have a hand ballot, a physical ballot in your hand. It's very, very, very difficult to scam those, especially in the event of a recount.
Absolutely. What's your next story, bud?
Well, also, too, I wanted to touch base real quick. Everybody, we've warned about this on Bitcoin. Make sure if you have money in this stuff, get out of it. We've talked about it numerous times. It's not something I promote. It's already dropped like 40% now since its peak a couple weeks ago. It hit almost like 1,800 in the last week. Stabilized today. It looks like it's about to start dropping back again. Don't get wrapped up in this Ponzi scheme, guys. Bitcoin isn't backed by gold. It's not backed by anything. The people that are promoting this stuff all over the internet and trying to get you involved in it, they telling you you can't trust the dollar because it's a fiat currency. Bitcoin's a crypto fiat currency. It's backed by nothing as well. So don't get wrapped up in this. I don't want anybody losing any money. I've heard a lot of this lately. I've gotten emails on it. And if you're wanting to put money in stuff, put it in a very stable source. Put it in silver or gold and keep it in a secure location. But stay out of this stock market. Stay out of this cryptocurrency, guys, because I'm telling you the whole thing is designed to suck as much money as they can out of the economy and then punch the button on it and collapse it again, just like they did with the housing market, and then turn around and get bailout money from the government. It still boggles my mind when you actually look back at it, what happened in 2008 and how these houses they were selling that were so overinflated, and they were giving these people these houses with like 300 beacon scores with zero down, and they intentionally knew what they were doing. They knew it was going to collapse the economy. They continue to do it because it sucks so much money out of the economy. They were making billions and billions of dollars. They did it. They completely wreck everything, and then we turn in and give, what, $600-700 billion bailout to keep everything afloat because they were too big to fail. If you don't think that's collusion, if you don't think that was set up from the beginning, you really need to do some research. So anytime you start dealing with this stuff where it can be manipulated and controlled with the stock market and the cryptocurrency, stay out of it right now. It's too volatile, in my opinion, Dad.
I agree with you. Also, remember the $17 trillion in off-book balance sheets to the Fed through the Treasury distributed to international banks. And also, let's not forget the $35 trillion, almost $40 trillion that Catherine Austin Fitz said they sucked out of the economy in their off-book balance sheets and their printing of currency and digital currency. I mean, this whole extracting the wealth out of the United States has been going on since about 1998. And this is when the Pilgrim Society, I've never really talked about the Pilgrim Society, it's a group of wealthy investors that pretty much run the world's economies. In fact, most of the folks who are involved in the meeting at Jekyll Island were part of the Pilgrim Society. You guys can look it up online. The Pilgrim Society pretty much decided back about 20 years ago to start pulling the money out of the United States and extract the wealth and impoverish the people and massively inflate the currency to get as much cash out of the country as they could before they collapsed it. This is what's going on, who these guys are. And that, and, you know, and this is just all part of it. It's, you know, then you got the Skull and Bones, and a lot of those guys are involved in the Pilgrim Society. And these pilgrims are the ones that are going in and doing a lot of this stuff, but nobody wants to talk about it, Austin. Nobody, it's the Pilgrim Society and the international banking community. So guys, we've got these secret societies that are involved in all of the aspects of this stuff who are deciding that we're going to destroy Florida, or we're going to destroy Georgia, or we're going to destroy South Carolina, or we're going to destroy the United States, or how about we destroy Libya this week, and how about we destroy, you know, Egypt next week, and how about we destroy Syria? I mean, how about we just destroy these guys and try to rip the money out of their country and steal their national resources and their assets and turn everybody into slaves? That's who these guys are, which is kind of nuts. By the way, apprehension, detainment, and vaccination for suspicion of infection. This is the CDC's new quarantine proposal. This is crazy, guys. Quote, if you have had a cough for a couple of days but are otherwise feeling okay, if you're a much-awaited annual ski trip to Utah and you're on the security line of the airport, an officer signals for you to come with him, not knowing why you're being selected, but of the crowd you follow to learn that you met criteria for quarantine. in what appears to be an unprecedented power grab, the CDC and Prevention, CDC, and the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, has just issued a proposed amendment to its domestic and food foreign quarantine regulations, giving itself the power to legally apprehend, detain, isolate, or quarantine, and treat, including vaccinate, anyone simply for suspicion of being infected by a communicable agent. The legal authority to isolate and quarantine, according to the CDC's own words, are power police functions derived from the right of the state to take action affecting individuals for the benefit of society. Incidentally, the CDC powers were not obtained democratically through the normal bottom-up legislative process and final congressional approval, but rather through the bypass of a presidential executive order. The new proposed CDC regulations are contained in the Federal Register dated August 15, 2016. This, by the way, is Obama, under the heading Control of Communicable Diseases Notice of Proposed Rulemaking, whereby previous regulations requiring quarantinable infection focused on extraordinarily rare and presumably lethal forms of infection, i.e. Ebola. The new regulations carry a much broader and ominously more nebulous definition. By its terms, subsection A does not seek to limit the types of communicable diseases for which regulations may be enacted, but rather applies to all communicable diseases that may impact human health. The thing that blows my mind on all of this is that we know Obama passed this last year. The sad part about this is the people who are being brought in from other countries that have all of these types of infections that are so prevalent in their nations are given passes on all of this stuff and brought into our countries and intermingle with our children and our schools without having to go through any of these quarantine procedures simply because they're being brought in under the guise of importation of folks that are being politically harassed in their country via the Muslim terrorists. In fact, these are Muslim terrorists who are being brought into the United States who get a complete and total pass on being quarantined by the CDC. I remember about 4 years ago now, I got into a really big fight, to be honest with you, on a show I was the guest on. And the guy basically told me that I was being racist because I felt as though that every person coming in from South America, Central America, or the Horn of Africa need to be put into quarantine and checked to make sure they weren't coming in with communicable diseases. And I was basically told that I was a racist because I was feeling, I felt as though these people should be tested first. I went off on this guy pretty hard. I'm not going to mention his name because I'm not going to promote his website. And finally, I just told him, I said, dude, you got a problem, dude. You're nuts. You want to bring people into the United States that basically have all kinds of diseases who can transmit it into people in the United States who have not been vaccinated, because there are many of us now who have not vaccinated our children, and the people that have been vaccinated who don't really have true immunity. They just have vaccinations, which in many cases have lowered their immunity, and this is not okay. So now the CDC wants the ability to take every person coming in from another country and forcibly quarantine them and vaccinate them against their will. Austin, what do you think about this?
That's where the next step is, man. You know, we've talked about the vaccines, and they want to have that power because the vaccines are so important to the agenda as far as destabilizing the immune systems. But also, too, using it for test subjects. I mean, a lot of the stuff they've done in the past, these vaccines, they had no idea what the long-term effects were going to be. They wanted to see, so they've seen it. And as you just said, I mean, that's what's going on now over in Europe so bad. You know, over in France, they're demanding that basically they're going to have a mandatory vaccines, like 18 or 12 different vaccines they're going to make mandatory now for kids because they're having such a problem with all these third-world diseases coming in. And it's quite simple. You start allowing tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of people from countries that have never been screened for this stuff to come into your country unchecked and without any type of blood work, any type of screening, you're going to start having issues with this in the population. Same thing we've already started to see here, but yet they don't want to address the fact that a lot of the individuals in the United States that have not been vaccinated, that still have proper hygiene, that do the things you're supposed to do in this country, that actually don't normally get most of these diseases, and as you just said, the people that get vaccinated, in a lot of cases, still don't have any immunity to this stuff. It's all about pushing, again, more of the pharmaceutical, more of big vaccine on everybody to get it more of a control aspect so they could say, no, you have to have this vaccine. I don't agree with it. I've never agreed with it, and I really hope that we can get a lot of this stuff repealed. I written stuff to Trump. We've tried to contact. We're doing the best we can. The biggest thing that I want to do is get him to repeal the 1986 Vaccine Protection Act and completely stop this nonsense of allowing the vaccine manufacturers that use vaccines in this country to have full blanket immunity to what their vaccines do to people. That right there would single-handedly be one of the biggest changes to the vaccine community and the vaccine companies, because they no longer could operate like they do without immunity and just do whatever they want and put all types of garbage stuff in these vaccines and have no recourse at all, Dad.
Agreed. The Susan G. Komen Foundation is now, this is the foundation that puts the pink wrist bracelets and pink socks and shoes on all the NFL players and everybody else to try to go for a cure for cancer. This is the foundation. They have now filed lawsuits against hundreds of mom-and-pop cancer charities because many of these mom-and-pop cancer charities have used the word cure. I mean, they have basically decided they're the only ones that you're going to be able to donate to if you have cancer, including breast cancer, and everybody else they're going to sue out of existence. Wow. Guys, thank you for supporting us. Thank you for your donations. Thank you for buying vitamins from us. Thank you for getting your multiple vitamins from us. We have the multiple powder, multiple capsules, multiple chewables for your children, for people who don't like to swallow pills. Thank you for your support. Thank you for listening. I love you guys. I appreciate you so much. I'm going to also go ahead and finish the show, and I'll do the write-up, and I will talk to you guys tomorrow. God bless. Bye-bye.
Yes, guys, we appreciate everything. Thank you for all the emails. We're going through them today. Got a lot of them from over the weekend. Also, be sure to check out the website at healthmasters.com. The product of the week is still the Purple Sticks with our B12 methylcobalamin in them, on sale for over 20% off right now. Great product, very popular product as a pre-workout. Great substitute to something like coffee. Very good for people also, too, trying to come off of coffee or sodas and be using a lot of caffeine. Very good, healthy way to taper down off those. So be sure to check those out on healthmasters.com. You can also vote on the other products that are currently up right now for the product of the week to see what wins on Wednesday. Whatever product that is, it looks like it will be pretty good. Enhanced sleep supporter D3-10,000. So check it out, the website, guys. If you need anything, call us 1-800-726-1834. You guys have a blessed, safe night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.